What are Pentagon officials saying about these images on Iranian television, Chris?
Officially, they've got no comment, Hala, but we've been putting the word out to a lot of aviation experts trying to get a take on what they think this is. I spoke with one just within the last hour who says it appears to be the RQ-170. He says, by the looks of it, there are no burn marks, so that sort of discounts that it was actually shot down. He also does not believe that the Iranians were able to take command, hack into the system with a cyber attack. He thinks the drone just went down. He said he does buy that part of the U.S. explanation, and the guidance system simply failed.
Right.
And he said the key question is, when you look at this video and you see the commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps come out and talk about it and point to different parts, how can it be in such great shape? I talked to one expert who said if it went down in what's called a flat spin, it would be somewhat intact. He said the belly of it would be pretty scraped up, but the actual drone itself and the electronics inside would still be fairly intact.
So if this is the U.S. drone in question, then what kind of intelligence is contained in it, in its circuitry?
Well, it is one of the more advanced drones. It's not simply a Reaper or a Predator. It's got stealth capabilities. Part of it is the paint, the coating, so to speak, the shape of it. Some of its radar systems, which experts have told me, make it appear to be something that it is not. In other words, it can be used in areas where you've got an active air defense system, where they've got air defenses and are looking for drones like the Reaper or the Predator that would be pretty detectable. This one, not so much. So the danger, of course, is that not so much that Iran starts a production line of these drones,
right,
but that they take the technology and then hand it to someone like China, who's got much more advanced capability, who can then, you know, dig into its secrets, unlock some of it, and then perhaps even just sell that technology back to Iran.
So I just want to look at these images again, and you can see under the wing of the drone there what looks like a U.S. flag with, instead of the stars, skulls there in the blue square on the upper left-hand corner of that flag. But so bottom line, it is possible this is a U.S. drone, and it looks intact because if it wasn't shot down, it's possible that it somehow came down in Iranian airspace onto Iranian territory. Is that what you're hearing?
That's right. Now, U.S. officials tell us that they had satellite images of the drone when it crashed in Iran. They knew precisely where it was. In fact, for a brief second, they considered all options to try to retrieve it, but immediately discarded those options, such as sending a ground force in, or even trying to blow it up from the air like they do when drones go down in Afghanistan or Pakistan.
Right.
So the decision was made to leave it there, but they say they knew exactly where it was there. They say their satellite images show that the drone had been significantly damaged, that all the Iranians had was just a pile of rubble. Obviously, if this is indeed the same drone, that's a lot more than just a pile of rubble.
It sure looks intact from this vantage point that they're showing on Press TV.